This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Well, it's our last show of the year, Rebecca and Joshua, so let's revisit. A year ago, we made our global predictions for 2013. Some of us were right, some of us were wrong, a little bit of both, actually, enough to go around. We weren't entirely right, we weren't entirely wrong. But let's go back and take a listen to what we talked about last year. So, Rebecca, you talked about the European financial crisis. Here's what you said.
The euro crisis is going to continue. We're going to continue to see high unemployment rates and protests. And this could have an effect on Croatia's entering into the union in July. It probably won't, but the debate will ensue. And Croatia, with the possible exception of Iceland, may be the last country to enter the EU for quite some time.
So you got this pretty close, right?
Well, yes and no. I don't think we heard much about Croatia over the summer. They kind of entered the union without much fanfare. What I didn't foresee was the protests that were going to take place in Ukraine, also related to the European Union.
So undoubtedly, the European crisis continues. Well, Joshua, you had a very interesting prediction about Syria. Here's what you said.
He is still going to be alive. The question is whether he's going to be in Damascus or whether he will have been driven out of Damascus with his army. But I think that Libya will have pulled itself away from the brink and would be on the mend. And that's the good news.
Of course, you're referring to President Assad in Syria and that he's still alive. Well, he is. He's still alive.
He is alive, but he is in Damascus. And he seems to be stronger than ever, although the country is falling apart. But it has been a deadlock. Rebels in the north, Assad in the south. And I would predict once again, that he is going to be there. The Russians and the Iranians seem to be really supporting him.
So status
Libya,
quo this time.
I was wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong.
Wrong. Libya has gone, you know, to the bow wows, as my grandmother would have said. Libya is still in a state of complete chaos. In fact, there's a bit more militias, more shooting, more killing. And I think we're likely to – no, it's not on the mend. Tunisia is the only country – that has shown signs of really positive signs in the Middle East.
Well, Rebecca, another one of your predictions that you got pretty closely about the tensions in Asia. Here's what you had to say.
I think we're going to see the disputes in the South China Sea continue. And as much as we have tried to, the United States has tried this pivot, I think that Joshua and the Middle East are going to keep pulling us back and that the pivot will be unsuccessful. Yeah, and we've seen this in the last couple of weeks, last month or so, as the conflict has taken to the airspace. In terms of the pivot, yes, I think it's been highly unsuccessful in the broader picture, but they are continuing. The United States is continuing to try that pivot, and we are seeing more and more money go towards defense operations in that part of the world. So maybe not entirely unsuccessful.
All right. Well, I made a prediction as well last year, of course. And so here's what I had to say. And I, again, was about half right. I think Chavez is probably not going to survive his fourth bout with cancer and that we're looking at perhaps his death this year. And then I think we're going to see the same happen in Cuba. I think we'll see 86-year-old Fidel Castro finally leave the scene. Well, I guess I say I'm only half right. We really don't know about Castro, I suppose.
And very quiet.
Nothing like, you know, predicting death. But Chavez, of course, was very ill this time last year. And so that was a really
pick-me-up for the new year.
And a really hard, you know, prediction to make, right, that he wasn't going to make it through that fourth bout of cancer. But, yeah, Fidel Castro, we don't know. We haven't seen him. Raul, of course, has been out in the open. We've seen Raul recently shake hands with President Obama. So maybe the Castros aren't off the scene. But anyway, I would say the Nostradamus award goes to Rebecca this year. I think she wins. So looking forward now to 2014, expectations for 2014, let's do something a little different. Let's talk about each region of the world very quickly and just say whether we think, you know, we're going to look at good things or what's happening in those regions. So regarding politics and economics, let's look at the Middle East. What do you think, Joshua? Are you an optimist or a pessimist regarding the Middle East?
I've generally been a pessimist, but the good signs are two. One comes out of Tunisia, where Islamists and secularists have agreed to form a new government, and the Islamists stepped down willingly. Two, Iran. The U.S. and Iran are in talks. I don't think that they're ever going to be totally successful, but they've been partly successful. And given the estrangement between Iran and the U.S., different systems, different philosophy, that's perhaps as much as we can
I agree. Improved relations between the U.S. and Iran, I think, is something we're going to see this year. So Asia, what do you think? Rebecca, you're the Asianist here on our panel, always talking about that pivot to Asia, whether we do it or don't. More military incidents in Asia, more tension. What are we looking at, optimistic or pessimistic about Asia?
Neutral. Can I go with neutral? I think it's going to remain much the same. I do think we are going to, if we pull out of Afghanistan this year as promised, and I'm curious to see how that develops, may not run as smoothly as we would hope.
Africa, is it a brighter spot in the world? Are we optimistic or pessimistic?
Boy, there's a hard one for you. I'm not overly optimistic.
I'm going to go with optimistic. I think that Africa is a new market, and we're seeing more and more investment in that continent, certain countries within it. So while there is reason to be pessimistic, I'm going to retain my optimism.
How about Europe? You were pessimistic about Europe last year. Can we be more optimistic this year about Europe?
I think we're going to see a lot of continued action in Europe. We're going to see a lot of stuff on the news, Ukraine, Russia, some interesting stories there. The other thing I would watch out for is Scotland. They're going to vote on independence this summer, early fall, and I think they're going to vote no.
Well, I've been predicting for years that there's going to be a Russian spring, and so far I haven't seen it happen, but maybe we're seeing a Ukrainian spring, or at least it's starting this winter. Well, let's jump over to kind of social and cultural issues. We've got two big cultural events coming up this year, the 2014 Winter Olympics, of course, in Russia. Are we optimistic or pessimistic about how this is going to go? I mean, what we do know is that there's not much snow in Sochi right now.
Putin's going to make this thing go. But what it is going to do is continue to bring Russia into the national media, and not all in good ways.
And then, of course, the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. Lots of expectations regarding this event, how it's going to come off. Optimistic or pessimistic about that? Joshua, what do you think? Is it going to come off without a hitch, or are we going to see just complete, you know, falling apart?
I think there'll be less hitches than people expect. You know, we always expect these things to fall through. In Greece, we expect them to fall through. In China, too. But they've been glorious. And Brazil, full of fun. Even if there's some hitches, I think we're going to have lots of fun, pageantry. And Brazil is a nation on the march.
This is true. But, of course, we've already seen a stadium collapse. We've seen situations of murder. It's going to be tense. Maybe the event will go off, but the lead-up's been interesting. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say Germany's going to win this thing.
Oh, no. Brazil's going to win this thing. The United States is not going to win this
thing. They are
thing.
Not going to get out of the group of death, no.
All right. Well, another good year of Worldviews coming to a close. It's been a pleasure, Joshua and Rebecca, as always, and happy holidays to you and to everyone out there listening.
Indeed.
Thank you.